finally heard this huge noise, and it happened to be a Coast Guard helicopter that flew over our head and just kept right on going. I mean, he went out of sight, and that was when the despair really hit me.
What happened that it just kept flying?
Little did I know, they have a search pattern that they conduct. They fly all the way upwind until they find the last piece of debris and start working their way back. And that's when they flew over me, when they were going to the head of the search pattern. So I don't know how much longer it had been, but the helicopter was right over me. He was hovering above us. At that
point, could you see the Coast Guard helicopter making its way back?
I couldn't see it making its way back until all of a sudden it was right over us. The spotlights were over us. The downdraft was absolutely incredible from this helicopter, hovering feet above us. At this point, it was just myself, the chief engineer, and the radio operator on the life ring. And as the helicopter flew over the first time and out of sight, I hit the chief engineer on the back because he had been shining this light up in the air all night long. He rolled over and he was dead, but his flashlight popped out from underneath him. I took the flashlight. I didn't even have use of my fingers. My fingers and toes were frozen, in fact.
You didn't lose any limbs, though,
no,
from
but
the hypothermia?
No, but even this morning, my fingers were turning white because of the cool air. I have severe frostbite in my fingers and toes. I was able to scoop up the flashlight in my elbow, in the crook of my arm. And now, whether the helicopter saw that and worked back to me, I don't know. I'll never know. But at one point, he's over us. And now it's just myself and Sparks that were on the life ring alive. I turned to tell the radio operator, who was an elderly guy, I said, "Sparks, get in the basket." He was dead. He just missed surviving. Now, whether he...
So of the six on the life ring, you were the only survivor from...
The only one on the life ring left. Whether Sparks would have made it if they had arrived 5 minutes earlier, who knows?